Welcome to The Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 reads like this: "To the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved." Now, the verse breaks here aren't doing us any favors. Verse 5 cuts off in the middle of the sentence, and then we're left with verse 6, starting with a prepositional phrase here today. So what we need to first do is figure out what this prepositional phrase is referring to, or to what, rather, that this prepositional phrase is referring. And it's referring to the predestining that God does in verse 5. And so Paul is showing us here the purpose for which God predestines his people in Christ. And it's for this purpose, so that his glory, the glory of his grace, rather, would be praised. And then Paul expands and says, "This grace was freely bestowed on us in the beloved." So, what do we have here? We have here Paul saying to us that there was one reason and one reason only that God predestines people to himself. It's not because you and I or any other believer in Christ is worth it, has done anything that's praiseworthy. God draws people to himself so that he can show off his grace. If it were any other way, it would be showing off our works. If we could earn our way into God's throne room, it would be boasting or causing us to boast in our own abilities and in our own works. But if God predestines us solely for his glory and solely by virtue of his grace, then what that forces us to do is realize that God is the one working from start to finish in our salvation. Like we said on Monday, this takes the pressure off of us. We do not have to earn our salvation. We are free to simply respond in gratitude to what he's done for us. If you are in Christ, if you're believing in Christ, there's nothing you can do to make God love you more or love you less. Your position is secure because Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. Notice here, too, that at the end of verse 6, Paul clarifies that God freely bestowed on us his grace in the beloved, that being Jesus. God freely gives you his grace, not in exchange for any works you do, not in exchange for spending X amount of time at the soup kitchen or helping X number of ladies across the street. God freely gives his grace to those whom he draws to himself, to those who are believing in Christ and who are united to Christ by faith. Paul's really hammering this point here, and I think it's crucial for us to keep in mind, because if you're listening to this, whether you're a high schooler or not, most of your life is what we would call a straight value exchange. That is, you do a certain amount of work, you get paid a certain amount of money. You study a certain amount of time, you probably get a certain grade on a test. You do a certain amount of extracurricular activities, you get into a certain college. What we have here is something that cuts against the grain of every other part of our lives. God is freely giving us his grace, not in exchange for any work that we might do, but simply because he wants to show off the lavishness of his grace. So today, when you feel like you don't measure up, today when you feel like you're not good enough, that you can't be acceptable, that you can't be loved or lovable, keep in mind that if you're united to Christ by faith, something you could not do on your own, God's opinion of you, God's love for you is fixed and cannot be changed. This has been The Balanced Breakfast. We'll see you in a couple of days.